This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, June 23rd. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. One, 3D rules coming soon. New California agritourism website and Bozeman hunts for alternate cuts. New rules for 1-3-D coming soon. The Department of Pesticide Regulation and the Office of Environmental Health and Hazard Assessment are moving forward with stricter regulations on 1-3-D, known under the brand name Telone. The changes aim to address cancer risk for occupational bystanders, particularly farm workers, by requiring minimum buffer zones between application sites and people. The regulations expand on previous setback requirements. DPR will also be mandated to annually evaluate and report on occupational risk associated with 1-3-D, developing additional protections if deemed necessary. The modifications follow a public comment period and peer review with the goal of implementing mitigation by the next 1-3-D permitting season. New agritourism website showcases California farms. California Grown has launched a new website, Experience California Agriculture, that to showcase agritourism across the state. The platform features interactive maps, trip ideas, and listings for you-pick farms, vineyard tours, farm stays, and more. CDFA Secretary Karen Ross said the website, quote, makes it easier than ever for people to connect with people and places who grow our food and steward our land. Designed to support local farms and rural economies, the site also emphasizes sustainability and education. SCOTUS allows fuel industry to challenge California's clean air waiver. The U.S. Supreme Court has received a legal challenge against California's Federal Clean Air Act waiver for stricter vehicle emission standards. The court determined that fuel producers have legal standing to sue, overturning the D.C. Circuit Court's dismissal on that basis. Justice Brett Kavanaugh, writing for the majority, emphasized that these companies suffer direct economic harm, lost sales from reduced gasoline demand, and that invalidating the waiver could restore some of those losses. He stressed that, quote, regulated industries must be allowed to contrast potentially unlawful policies. In her dissent, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson decried the court's perceived favoritism toward moneyed interests. California Attorney General Rob Bonta pledged to continue defending the state's clean air authority, calling the decision disappointing but not decisive. Environmental advocates stressed that the ruling is procedural and leaves California's Advanced Clean Cars 1 standards in place. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Trump speaks again of easing up on farms and immigration crackdown. Trump continues to say he wants to give farmers some relief from his administration's deportation efforts, even as Immigration and Customs Enforcement insists it's focusing on criminal activity. We're looking at doing something where, in the case of good, reputable farmers, they can take responsibility for the people that they hire and let them have responsibility, because we can't put the farms out of business, Trump told reporters on Friday. And at the same time, we don't want to hurt people that aren't criminals. The administration has set conflicting signals on the scope of its deportation program. After saying last week it was pausing operations at farms and hospitality sites such as hotels and restaurants, it appeared to backtrack on that carve-out a few days later, leading to confusion in the ag industry. Bozeman, looking for alternate SNAP cuts. Anti-hunger advocates welcoming rulings by the Senate parliamentarian on the GOP budget reconciliation plan. The decisions will force GOP leaders to come up with new cuts to the bill or else accept a higher deficit increase. The parliamentarian says Republicans would need 60 votes to impose a state cost share on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program and to end benefits to immigrants who don't have permanent residency or citizenship. These are both fundamentally harmful policies that would take food away from low-income people and worsen hunger no matter how policymakers may attempt to rewrite or restructure them to pass muster with Senate rules. Senate Republicans must reject them, said Ty Jones Cox, Vice President for Food Assistance Policy at the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities. Senate Ag Chairman John Bozeman of Arkansas said in a statement he's looking for other options to cut SNAP. Why it matters? Well, the Senate Ag reconciliation provisions would cut the projected cost of SNAP by $200 billion over the next decade and then use $67 billion of that to increase funding for farm programs. The parliamentarian's rulings don't affect other SNAP provisions, including expanded work requirements. What's next? Well, the parliamentarian still must rule on the Senate Finance Committee's reconciliation provisions, which include cuts to Medicaid. Senate GOP leader John Thune wants to get the bill through the Senate before the July 4 recess. For more on this week's D.C. agenda, you can read our Washington Week Ahead. Supreme Court won't weigh in on Trump's tariffs for now. The Supreme Court won't take up a case challenging President Donald Trump's tariffs and expedite proceedings ahead of an appeals court decision. The court on Friday denied a motion from two toy companies who fast-track proceedings and consider their cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit weighs in. The companies want a favorable ruling in the D.C. District Court in May, but the Trump administration is appealing the decision. In their Supreme Court petition last week, the company's lawyers argued the high court will eventually have to settle the question of whether the president can use emergency powers to impose tariffs. Accordingly, they argued that the court should expedite the case given the sweeping impacts of the new duties. WTO mounts effort to boost SPS transparency. The World Trade Organization says members have agreed to several measures to boost transparency around sanitary and phytosanitary measures. At a committee meeting last week, WTO members agreed to establish a new working group focused on the issue and pilot a new mentoring program between governments for knowledge sharing and peer learning. Here's today's final word. We are continuing to examine options that comply with Senate rules to achieve savings through budget reconciliation to ensure SNAP serves those who truly need it while being responsible stewards of taxpayer dollars. Senate Ag Committee Chairman John Bozeman of Arkansas. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, June 23rd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.